Video: Hundreds of inmates make bold statement about following God during jail baptisms. By Amy Furr on June 17, 2025. Two amazing and uplifting events among jail inmates in Kentucky and Tennessee have resulted in changed lives. Joe Crabtree leads a weekly Bible study for the inmates at Woodford County Detention Center in Kentucky with help from members of Versailles Baptist Church, Kentucky Today reported on June 7. His view on presenting the message is simple, and he wants to make sure the men who gather with them have a deep understanding of Christianity. I assume every Friday that there are going to be people in there who know nothing about the gospel and are just curious. And so I try to make sure every Friday we present the gospel. I try and stress that, you know, Christianity is evidence-based, he explained. The Bible is evidence of the life, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He added that his goal is to help the men understand the gospel so they can make an intelligent decision on how to respond. The ministry has seen fruit, and 16 men were baptized recently after making the decision to follow Jesus Christ. Crabtree's moving description of the event showed how deeply he cares for the spiritual health of the men his church and others serve. It's something where you feel unworthy to be there. When something like that is going on, it's just like, take off your shoes, because you're standing on holy ground, he stated. A similar event occurred at the Sumner County Jail in Tennessee, where a ministry saw 170 inmates, men and women, sign up to be baptized, News Channel 5 reported on June 2. The outlet's Nick Barris shared photos of the event and said, the jail staff and churches set up tubs with water in the courtyard, and inmates went one by one with pastors Bruce Raley and Danny Spano. I spoke to several inmates later who just told me this hopefully provides a foundation of faith that signals a new beginning for them to succeed once they are released. It was something to see. I wish them all well, he wrote. According to Spano, it's really them committing live to follow Jesus and not come back. It's a bold statement. Video footage shows the ministers praying over the inmates before they were baptized. Sumner County Sheriff Eric Craddock has partnered the jail with churches in the area for the baptism events, and the recent one was the biggest yet.